setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Traveling can be stressful, especially when you think your wife is talking to another guy on the flight.
Oh, no!
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked off a plane for throwing food at a guy talking to your wife, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. A food fight on a flight?
Listen, yes, it was a food fight on a flight. And I think, though, it escalated to a food fight. It was words exchanged and all that stuff. Apparently, sure. This guy thought another guy was flirting with his wife. Had some words. And then people started filming this because you're in an enclosed place. Everybody's got their cameras or their phones. And so people start filming this. And that just enrages the guy.
So if your wife is over talking to another dude, man, so you're going to sit there and take it out? I don't
Are you like 80? You still filming people? Don't make me throw my food at you.
Don't make me
Are
throw
you
my...
Like- 80? Are you filming people? 80-year-olds film people? I don't think they're the ones that film people.
Well, I think he was trying to make a dig at the guy's age.
Oh, okay.
And just saying, what are you filming people? And then when he finally did get escorted off the flight, at least one person, a couple people start to clap. Apparently, then...
Yeah, they got that on film, too.
Yeah, they got that on film.
Yeah, still filming.
Right, exactly. So, like, the flight attendant just attempts to kind of de-escalate all of the carrying on and yelling. And then, of course, you know, the peanut gallery, the people who aren't involved, start to chime in. And that just makes this guy even more mad.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So, you know what? And he should have just taken it as a compliment.
Take it as a compliment.
You got a hot wife. Guy thinks so. That's why he's talking to her. Now, listen, you can have a sternly... worded conversation with your wife after the flight if you think she's responding in a way
inappropriate
that's not
ways.
Appropriate. Yes. But that's not how we don't throw pizza.
You don't throw pizza, throw fries.
No.
He threw his stuff.
No.
He got kicked off the flight and now there's going to be delays in whatever travel he's looking at. So
that's not good. Nobody needs that.
And if I am one of the people that are watching, you know, typically I just like to keep my head down.
Sure.
And you know,
put your earbuds in and
yeah.
be like, nope, la 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 la,
yep. not my deal. I would be way more upset that he delayed the flight.
Yes.
And all the annoying people around who are like jawing at him. I'm like, just shut up.
Yes.
Let him say his thing, get kicked off and go.
Like, it doesn't involve you, but you're involving yourself and now he's gonna keep yelling
you
at you if you don't shut up.
Involving yourself when you don't need to.
Yes.
Anyways.
I think that is the root of many problems is when people involve themselves in things that don't involve them.
Welcome to the internet, Kelly.
Yep.
All right. So again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked off a plane for fighting and throwing your food.
Yeah, that's going to be your villain origin story.
Yep.